At the top of the great dike, before they descended the gentle slope to the plateau, Seb looked out over the forest of trees, three times the height of man, that spread a canopy of green to the far horizon. Swathed into the trees were vast areas of open savanna with tall brown grass the height of a horse's withers, and over all the open ground were herds of game. Thousands upon thousands of animals dispersed by the rain, now able to feed far from the rivers. Elephants standing high out of the grass next to the herds of impala. Giraffe feeding from the tops of trees. Buffalo so numerous he was unable to count. "A perfect harmony," said Seb, roving his eyes over the great panorama. "On the surface, young Seb, you can't see the lion from here. They rest up under the tree in the day, hidden by the elephant grass. You ever see anything more beautiful?" The puffed white clouds rested above the landscape, capped by a clear blue sky, the air clear, washed by the recent rain. There was no wind. "We camp here for a day to rest the oxen," said Tinas. "Where are the people?" asked Seb. "There are no villages, nothing but grass, trees, and thousands upon thousands of animals. They killed each other."
"What do you mean?"
"Rape and pillage are more common in these parts. Africa can be cruel." They stood together, looking at the scenery for some time before Seb broke the silence of respect. "No," he said, "I never saw anything more beautiful. How long are we staying? We want to be back over the dike before next year's rains. It won't rain now for 8 or 9 months. By then, you'll be able to go home."